Join the conversation
on the Cape Talk app, online and across the Cape on 567 AM.
You're with Cape Talk.
12 minutes now to 5. I want to find out from you. Do you know what to do when you get into an accident? I mean, do you know what steps to follow so that whenever you get to claiming for your car with insurance companies, the process will work much, much easier? And I must say, I am very thankful from Old Mutual, who were very wonderful. Let me put it that way, with me in the process, or rather helping me in the process of a very, very frustrating process that I went through when it came to claiming for my car. But I mean, for each and every one of us, road accidents are very common and they happen every day. But there are certain things that you would need to know for insurance purposes if you find yourself in an accident. Joining you this morning then, or joining you now, is Christelle Coleman, who is an insurance executive at Old Mutual Insurance. Christelle, a very good morning to you. Thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, thank you for having me. Good morning.
Christelle, we all believe that we are super beings, that things will never happen to us. But as we know, accidents do happen. But do we actually understand what to do as South Africans when we get into an accident?
You know, it's the reason why insurance exists, because accidents do happen. And I think it's such a traumatic experience that happens to you when you've had an accident. And it's hard to keep your head cool under circumstances like that. So it's very good of you to have this, have this discussion and just get some of the tips out to make sure that everyone is informed well enough prior to something like this happening.
And let's say something happens. I get into an accident. I won't put out the scenario. Maybe I bump someone or someone bumps into me. Maybe you can help us there. What's the first thing you do when you get involved in an accident and you can actually do something?
Well, I think you have to try and keep a cool head. And that's assuming, obviously, that you're in a state to make any decisions around the accident scene. We are advised to always call the police first, because we need to get someone at the scene of the accident, especially if there was another party involved or if anyone has been injured. And then something really, really important. As part of your insurance cover, you usually have roadside assistance. You know, we often see on the Sunday evening program on a certain station that some of the towing operators are quite unscrupulous and take your car to a destination where you battle to get it back. So it's very important that you save your roadside assistance number from your insurance company in your phone and contact your own roadside assistance so that we can send out, as the insurers, a towing operator, a tow truck, to get your vehicle to the correct destination.
And I've always, some people have speculated, I don't know how true this is, that if your insurance has a preferred tow driver and you allow someone else to take your car, the insurance can actually say no.
You know, it's so difficult because no insurance policy is created equal with another. So it really also depends where you are insured. If you are with a well-known brand like Old Mutual Insure, we will cover that that's part of your insurance coverage. But some insurance companies do limit what they will pay out if you don't use the preferred towing operators. So, and that's the problem, because if you let your car go to someone that you don't know and they say it's going to cost R10,000 to release the vehicle and your insurance company says we only pay R1,500, you are in it for the balance. And that's where the problem comes in. So it really is a very important factor to make sure you've got your roadside assistance number saved on your phone. And to say to no one must come to you and say to you, that they're there to help you. You only accept someone who has got that reference number from the insurance company. But I think something else that's very important is to make sure that you don't leave the scene of the accident. And this is, of course, assuming that you are compos-mentis. Don't leave the scene of the accident until the police has arrived. And we're very privileged today that we have cell phones. So take pictures. Take a picture of the other guy's ID, of the damage to the vehicle, of the damage to your own vehicle, even of the person taking the car away from the scene of the accident, that you've got everything on record. It makes it very easy.
And just to remind you at home, you are hearing the voice of Christelle Coleman, who is an insurance executive at Old Mutual. Old Mutual coming in to assist and help and give us, you know, just a little bit more information when it comes to getting into accidents and claiming from insurances, because it's something that we all think we understand until you get into it and then you start realizing it's a whole different world altogether. So Christelle is saying that, you know, you get into an accident scene, you've got the numbers from your insurance, call the right people, and after you've called everyone, use your cell phone, take the pictures, and also wait until the police get there. I don't know, Crystal, if you'd be able to assist us here. Someone said if you get into an accident, doesn't matter if you're in the middle of the road, do not move that car until police officers have taken their measurements. Because I've seen other people, they'll say, okay, you've bumped me at the back. Surely we don't need, I mean, it's just a scratch. We need to move on the side of the road. What's the process there?
I think it's got to do with the severity of the accident scene, and also if it's, you know, if it's on a highway, morning traffic, and there's only a bumper bashing, you know, really the car can be moved because we need to get the traffic moving along. But if it's a severe accident with potential injuries to other parties and you know, very serious damage to the other party, I would also advise to wait until the police arrives. I think the other very important thing is that you must never admit fault at the scene of the accident. Don't say, I've got insurance and I'll pay for your damage and, you know, I'm guilty. Don't admit fault and don't blame anyone. So don't blame the other person, don't blame yourself. This is very important because when, you know, after the accident has happened, insurance companies recover the damages from each other. And if you weren't at fault, but you admit fault, you could compromise that recovery process.
So let me get this right. We've been involved in an accident, you and me. What you're saying is, Abs, do not admit to anything, but also do not accuse anyone else of anything else. Just shut up and say, let's wait for the investigation.
Absolutely. So get the other person's details and make sure that you've got everything on record so that you can submit it to your insurance company. The reason why this is so important is in South Africa, only 50% of all the cars on the road is insured. So when you're involved in an accident, whether you were at fault or not, the chances are 7 out of 10. Let's say you were not at fault. The chances are 7 out of 10 that the other person will not have insurance and that you will have to, hope that they will be able to pay back the damages. Why is this so important? Well, even if you were at fault or not, if you submit a claim against your policy and the insurance company can't get the money back from the guilty party responsible for the accident, your record is compromised and you will lose your no-claim bonus and you will pay more premium because you have submitted a full claim against your policy. So it's a bit complicated with a South African driver on the road, bad road conditions, and 7 out of 10 drivers not insured.
Oh, I know that that experience all too well. I think my car was 3 days old when it got knocked from the back. And we were never able to recover that money. And that meant more installment, a high installment for me. Okay, Christelle, just before we finish off quickly. So we've done everything else and we need to claim. What's the process here now and how quickly should claims be submitted?
Well, if it's against your own insurance policy, you must try and submit the claim as soon as reasonably possible after the incident. Most policies say within 30 days, but just get it out back to the insurer as quickly as possible. And then make sure that you've got all the right documentation. And the most important thing is you must remember that if your car is not in a roadworthy condition and you're involved in an accident, your policy won't pay out. So make sure your tyres are replaced regularly, that your brake pads work and that your wiper blades work. Because if those things don't work and you're involved in an accident, no cover. Doesn't matter if your premium is paid.
All right. And Christelle, very quickly, a question from Anwar. Anwar, you have to make this very quick.
Okay. Good morning, Apps. Good morning. Compel each and every car owner to insure the vehicle.
Can you say that again? Once again, very quickly.
Why doesn't government compel each and every car owner to insure that vehicle?
All right, thank you so much, Anwar in Kensington. Christelle, it sounds logical. Why can't we compel government? Why can't government compel all of us?
We've been lobbying with government for decades, and it's not forthcoming. That's my short answer to that. So maybe we should raise the question more and make sure that we get compulsory third-party insurance like most countries around the world.
Christelle, I will tell you this. The more I listen to you, the more interested I am to find out more. It seems like this is like a deep hole. I mean, some of the things you mentioned, I'm like, huh? Oh, okay. Okay. So this is important. So hopefully we will be chatting with you again in future. And I can see so many people are trying to call it. Unfortunately, we will not have the time to take all of those calls. Christelle, your parting words to the Cape Talk community very quickly.
Read your insurance policy, pay your premium and maintain your vehicle, and you won't have any problems with your insurance policy to pay out.
Christelle, comment. Thank you so much for joining us on the show this morning. And to you listening at home, the reason why I really did. I wanted to find out from Old Mutual if they could come onto the show and maybe assist us, because the experience that I had with insurance was horrible. And they did. I'm not exonerating them of anything else they may have done to you, but the process for me with them, Old Mutual, was wonderful. And I'm hoping that they're going to be coming on more and more to chat to us about some of these things that you need to take out when it comes to, you need to ensure that you know when it comes to insurance purposes.